2016 will be the year that I eat more veggies and fewer carbs, exercise at least 3 times a week, take more vacations, and instead of just texting her, I'll actually call my mom every day, or at least more often. Love you, Ma. I'm Amanda Vinicky, State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio and host of The Players, your periodical look into who's who in Illinois politics and what they're up to. Those are a few of my New Year's resolutions. I'll confess right now that thanks to a cheap pizza deal and an aversion to grocery shopping, I've already messed up on that whole healthy eating bit. Hey, I've got a lot to work on. But, and I hope you'll agree with me here, it pales in comparison to the really long list of self-improvements Illinois needs to make. If the state were a person, which of course it isn't, but it is run by people, by the officials you elected. Not going to get partisan here, but it's kind of like a scale that doesn't lie. There are some cold, hard facts that show Illinois' leaders have got a lot of work to do to get the state in shape. Maybe giving them some New Year's resolutions would help. Having a goal helps you stick to it, right? Seems I'm not the only one who had this thought. In a press availability the other day, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel offered that he had one for his buddy, Governor Bruce Rauner.
You know, I had a New Year's resolution for the governor because we had a conversation right before the holidays wishing each other well and their families in time. That was that he'd be able, as a governor, to have his first budget passed before he had to deliver his second address in February. And my hope is that that will be true, okay?
That'd give Rauner until February 17th. By then, Illinois will have gone 7.5 months without a state budget.
I haven't had the chance to ask the governor his New Year's resolution in person, but just before Christmas, during a brief Q&A in Chicago, after Rauner's spokeswoman said it was time to wrap up,
last question.
I snuck in one more. The governor laughed it off initially, but after some whining, he answered.
You mentioned
thank you.
Thanks very much.
Come on, Christmas gift. What do you want,
Governor? Can you talk about economic
prosperity
growth?
For Illinois.
Asking around about resolutions, getting a budget was, as you may suspect, a popular response. Like, here's Director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education, James Applegate.
The obvious one. We will pass the 2016 budget by the end of January 31st, and we will have a 2017 budget in place on time that adequately supports education.
As with so many resolutions, as I said, I myself am a prime example, that one may be easier said than done.
And I said, yes, I said, does anybody really know what time it is?
Representative Avery Bourne of Raymond is trying to stay optimistic about it.
I think what's on everyone's mind is to get a budget, but I think that with the new year, hopefully we can be more cooperative and have more productive discussions. So doing my part to further that in the district and on the state level is my number one goal.
If Bourne's better than me at keeping her personal New Year's resolution, come next year, she'll have a good chronicle of how the historic budget impasse went down.
I have made a personal resolution to journal more because I think in 20 years I'm really going to want to look back and remember all of this craziness.
Better communication is a twofold resolution of Senator Kwame Raoul, a Democrat from Chicago. He says he wants to do a better job telling the public when lawmakers do get something done.
Law enforcement crisis, for example, as the Laquan McDonald situation and other situations came to light, many were crying out that the legislature and the government has done nothing about this problem, notwithstanding the fact that a couple of months earlier, the governor had signed a omnibus law enforcement reform bill. It's not a cure-all, but it is something that reflects that we collectively as a legislature and as a government recognize this problem before these particular issues came to light.
Raul also says better communication with his fellow lawmakers could help to get more accomplished. Partisan and regional divides, he admits, can make that challenging.
I think my top governmental resolution would be to more intentionally do things to expand my bipartisan and multi-regional relationships, get to know more personally some of my colleagues who I haven't had an opportunity to spend time with.
Former Republican State Senator Dan Cronin, now chairman of the DuPage County Board, says he hopes Illinois leaders can come together for the greater good.
We didn't elect gladiators. We elected leaders. We elected people to find common ground and to move the state of Illinois forward. We don't seek perfection, but I want to see some improvement in 2016.
Too many people in Illinois are out of work or are stuck working three jobs to make ends meet, says Kim Meisch. She does government relations for the National Federation of Independent Businesses and says it's time to put the whole state at the forefront in 2016.
We tend to go to our own corners and not worry about the whole state. We worry about our own little corners. And so I guess my New Year's resolution for the General Assembly and for the governor and all of us is to make Illinois great again.
And finally, Robin Staines, who recently stepped down as director of the education advocacy group Advance Illinois. She says what's happening with the state budget, or more precisely, the lack of one and the damage that that's causing, is tragic. She says Illinois needs certainty. That means fiscal stability going forward, starting with getting a budget in place for this year.
I think that every legislator, I think that all of our elected officials ought to resolve for that to be their number one priority, to get that done and to get that done before the month is out.
Staines had a resolution for all of you, too.
The rest of us should resolve to keep making as much noise as we know how until that gets done.
I have a feeling this isn't the sort of noise she had in mind, but in the spirit of celebrating the start of 2016, I figured I'd help out and get that party started. The rest of the noisemaking, I'll leave to you. And encourage you to also resolve to pay attention to what your elected officials are up to in the coming year, perhaps by continuing to listen to public radio, including The Players, your look into who's who in Illinois politics and what they're up to. I'm Amanda Vinicky. Happy New Year.